From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, and welcome everyone to our program. Before I go any further, I would like to express on behalf of Let the Bible Speak and the Free Presbyterian Church in general our sorrow at the tragic events in the United States. None ought to feel more for others who have suffered loss and injury than those who themselves have tasted something of that grief. Northern Ireland knows something of what America is presently enduring. For anyone listening who has been directly affected by the horrific events, we pray that the comfort of the God of all comfort may be known to you. We will be continuing our study in Mark chapter 9 in a few minutes, but here is an appropriate hymn for these days. It's sung for us by Frank Boggs, and it's entitled, My Heavenly Father Watches Over Me. Let me tell you a story arising out of the events in America. A young Christian man from Enniskillen, whom I have known since his infancy, worked in one of those towers that collapsed, and was due to be in that area on the morning of that awful attack. But he did something that he normally didn't do. Before he went to work, he went to a nearby gym for some exercise. That held him back and kept him a little later than he normally would be. And so, that unplanned turning aside into the gym possibly spared him and his family from great grief. Yes, there is a God who watches over his people. Here's Frank Boggs.
I trust in God, I know He cares for me. On mountain bleak or on the stormy sea, though billows roll, He keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. My heavenly Father watches over me.
Please turn with me now to the verse 42 of Mark chapter 9. We've already begun our study of this verse last week, and we want to complete it today. Let's read the verse over. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. Last week we considered how that this verse clearly teaches that little children may believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Savior says so. Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me. What a wonderful thing to know that the gospel is so simple and plain and straightforward that a child may believe and be saved. So keep on praying for your children and for your grandchildren that they may come to Christ. But I also began to show you that in this verse and in the scene that is set before us in this chapter, you have a wonderful illustration of what it means to come to Christ. I believe that when the Savior said, one of these little ones, he would have looked down at the child he was holding in his arms. Because in verse 36, he took a child and set him in the midst of them, and when he had taken him in his arms. So that child, I believe, would still have been in the arms of the Lord Jesus, and it was to this little one that he here makes a reference. The parallel portion to that which is here set before us is found in Matthew chapter 18. Remember, as I have stressed before, that in the gospel you oftentimes have more than one account of a particular incident. And that is because each account complements the other account and gives you a fuller picture of the event. The Lord Jesus, we are told in the verse 2, called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And when we look at the portion we're studying in Mark chapter 9, we see that the Savior not only called him and set him in the midst, but he took him up in his arms. This incident is a wonderful illustration of what it means to come to Christ. And the child here provides us with an example. If you are not saved, then this child pictures for you what needs to take place in your life. First of all, the Savior called the child. He called the child. There is a call that comes to us in the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ issues that call very clearly and very wonderfully every time the gospel is preached. What is the gospel call? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He calls us to himself that we might trust in him and be saved. But he does more than call. We are told that he took the child. He laid his hands upon the child. There is not just the general call of the gospel, but there is the effectual call. At the time of my conversion, I not only heard, but I was drawn by the power of God to Christ. Into my life there came a power that drew me to Christ. But we are told that the Lord Jesus took the child up in his arms. Here is a further step. Called, the voice of Christ spoke to the child. He put his hands upon the child. He took the child. He takes the child up in his arms. See how the child now is experiencing an upward, elevating power, the working of Christ in his life. It's the very essence of what we term sanctification, whereby God works holiness in the life and heart and mind of the saved sinner. He draws the sinner closer and closer to himself. He elevates the sinner above his old ways and lifts him nearer to heaven. That change was wrought even in the short life of the dying thief upon the cross. He had lived up until his actual crucifixion a life of sin and wickedness and rebelliousness. But mercy drew him to Christ. And immediately there began in the life of this converted man an elevating work. And he ceased to be what once he was. He began to take on a holy attitude and a holy outlook. He distanced himself from his old companion. He rebuked his sinful ways, and he honored the Lord and stood with him. The Savior issues a stern warning in this verse. He says, it is better for that person who offends one of these little ones that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. People are inclined to fail to notice the stern words that fell from the lips of the gentle Jesus. It is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. It is a dreadful thing to offend a Christian, to put a stumbling block in his way. That's what the word offend means. It is especially an evil thing in the eyes of God to offend a little one that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many today hinder children who have been brought up to believe the teachings of the Bible. There are those who exercise influence on children through books and literature and magazines and television, and they would scoff at the teaching of the Word of God. There's no creation. It wasn't as the Bible said. They seek to plant in the child notions about witches and demons and supernatural powers that are quite contrary to the Word of God. All these things are offenses. They hinder children taught the gospel to accept the gospel and believe in the God of the Bible. There is a judgment awaiting such. It would have been better for them that a millstone were hanged about their neck and that they were cast into the midst of the sea than that they made a career of hindering children believing in God. Our program is at an end. Do remember, tonight at 9 o'clock, we're starting a new series on the main doctrines of the Bible, and we're starting right off on the doctrine of God. Join with us then. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.